Beginning current daf, Masechtas Gittin daf Gimel. We begin on Min Aleph. Begin to test Master. Begin with the words of the Gemara. Hakuluhu chumruhu. What is this? He's saying there's a leniency that because of Reguna you let one shleich. It's a stringency because as the Gemara explains, because when the husband's going to be able to be ma'ar and make a pasul. Test brings Bereishis Rabbah in the Gemara in Yevamos daf Peiches Min Aleph. Beginning of Perkish Rabbah, Gabi Metoichu Meshech Martal Abaseifa, because just to relate. For the woman to get remarried, to say that her husband died with one aid. So the Gemara says, oh, because you stringent on her at the end, so therefore she can be careful in the beginning, and therefore we'll believe her even, you know, it's with one aid. The Baruch the Gemara asks, what do you mean? Loy lachma v'loy leikel. Don't be stringent on her about what's going to happen at the end, and therefore don't be late in the beginning. Mishan the Gemara answers, because of the problem of the woman being forlorn, you know, with no one to testify that regarding her husband died, so the Rabbana would make him. Says Taisa Loshech Mefach. The Gemara doesn't ask like we ask over here, Hakuluhu Chumru, what is this, a leniency? It's a stringency. Says Taisa, no, because the Imatzcha Letrei, because if we require two witnesses, Uva Vaila, and her husband comes back, Mataras Lachza, she's permitted to go back to him, because the Minhas, like Gemara says over there. Now, Bahash the Bechad, now, you're right, one witness, she has to leave from either one of them. Where, so the Gemara's question could be said that, you know, wait a second, that's going to be a chumra. So why are you saying it's a kula? So the Gemara, because essentially you'd be better off with two witnesses, like we said, then she won't have to be tates mezemezeh. So that says no. The husband zim leiv shalasakin. Because there sometimes there's no way of remedying the situation. When no one saw him die but one person, which he knew that this was her husband. And even if there were many Mibim, we can't lay a hate, who's going to bring him over here to testify? So you really might be stuck. You really have to go with this leniency. So, yeah, we're going to be Machmets. Now, we can't ask, but, you know, it's cool, it's a Chumah. No, it's really just a Kula. Because even though it's going to be Chumah, there's really no other option. The husband could send the get with two people, and therefore, essentially, that the Gemara has a good. Legitimate question saying, well, what do we call it? It's a chumrah, and you could go about it without one aid. You could do it two aid. When there's one person, well, you're going to have the husband come along and contest it and validate it. So this is a chumrah, not a kula. So this Tais Yeshavash, you could explain that, yeah, the pasle mamish, that when there's only one aid, the shliach, then the husband literally going to invalidate it. Now, I've got to blame him, and although the husband not believe, but like Allah's Bahama, and there's only just rumors, but still Mifsal is going to invalidate it. The Talmud says, if we can say, if that's the case, so what was the thought that we would say that before Nechta would be helpful? There's still the rumors, so what does it help with before Nechta? You would have thought to say, the Mahani, that it would be effective. Because most times, it won't be Maitzi. Meaning he won't come out to invalidate it, to spread rumors. She is bishleim, even though he's going to think that they're not going to believe him. Well, maybe, but the truth is, imabikle, if he does come out, mifsal, we would invalidate it. And therefore, that's why the befanin nechtav helps, because most times he won't. But at the same time, that's the Gemara's question, saying, well, if he does, it will be invalid. Now, according to what we thought, Hadig Tani, this, that it says, I mean, according to the Havamin, the Taisa explains this, that it says in the Mishnah, Yeshalab Oyudin, if the end of the Mishnah ends off, that those who contest is Kambach Hasamav, that is, you validate it with the signatures, according to Amma, maybe get them with the Ziyam. So that's also going on, if someone brings the get from the Ziyam, where you see Bafan and Nechtav, that, like, as Taisa explained, well, he could still go ahead and contest it. Shan, the Gemara answers, no, Medik Daik. No, the Gemara answers that, no, there's no problem, and this is the Gemara's answer, according to the Maskana, that no, he's careful. Bless about La'ar. And the husband's not going to come to contest them. Even if he's going to contest them, they're not going to believe him. But like Allah's clown, there's not even any rumors. And therefore, the halacha mishlab is not even going on the case of the shliach. That means from the insayam. Because when he says before the nacht, the husband cannot even be ma'ir to require him. That's the difference between the habimin and maskana. Now, meanwhile, Webber says, in near the Lefashke. The reed doesn't like to explain the Gemara like this. She possum shum las ba'amma that it should be validated just because of the rumors the husband's making. Kim the kimlan true kasha. We know it's kasha. But more of a midlight time, the Rish doesn't say, meaning we only say at the end of Mishnah, we don't say at the beginning on the case of Midin Zayam. So, but near the first, rather, it seems to explain that Apostle, when it says he's going to validate it, it's just that people are going to believe the rumors. Again, will be kosher, But the Gemara is saying it's a chumrah because people are not going to believe that it's kosher. They can believe his rumors. Next time, the Gemara aslach lufa became shtogas ba'alma. That it might bring to a situation of confusing with the kim of shtogas, the alma. That you know, the truth is that Rava says that. Yeah, you could just say really before the nachtim because the whole idea is l'kayim b'chaisamav. That's the concern. But if you lodge it before the nachtim, you might confuse it with other kim shtaris, which obviously does not work with one person. And time it has to take a look. It says if you can say kim the insarach lema before the nachtim, since as the Gemara is telling us now for Rav, you don't have to say before the nachtim el mishmechlu only because it might get confused with regular kim shtaris. That you might think that will work there also, if you have to differentiate and show here it's specifically a different type of halacha like begitin. So I might possibly respect because why is it invalid in the beginning of the second paragraph later on the tet vav? When the person says b'fanin echtav chetzi achren, says if he says in front of me is written only the last half, they would say oh that's possible. Tvei mechetzi rishon more than the first half, where it's not going to be possible. Well, what's the difference? Which half? I thought it's just enough to say something else, like so you don't have to really even see the writing. It's just the funny nechtav is like just like to the it shouldn't get confused with kim shtala. So why would it make a difference with chat? If Shemit says what you can say is not b'chetzi edition because the first half of the writing is b'shema ish ba'isha b'zman. That's where the name of the man, the woman, and the date is which I go as the primary get. And Mikra Moshe, that's recognizable. He's saying the funny nechtav is going on the primary get. But let's look a little bit. Therefore, that's not going to get confused. But if you only say the funny nechtav b'chetzi asheni, then yes, then it would not be enough of a halacha to differentiate between kim shtaras d'alma. Like says Master Begin the Gemara, the Rabbi says, "What really? That's why you have to say b'fani nechtav to differentiate from kim shtaras d'alma." He says, "So what? There's many differences. One of them is that over there is yedinin, and halacha is b'fani, meaning by regular kim shtaras you say the words. Oh, we know. Here it's a very different wording. It's b'fani, and therefore you don't have to say b'fani nechtav to differentiate. That wouldn't be a good enough reason according to Rabbi." So Tzayis the Masalach b'fani says al yedati. I mean, what it sounds like, what the Gemara is saying is that yeah, only b'fani is valid. But if a guy says yedati, email, that's not going to be effective. The time of the reason is the kishama b'fani nechtav v'nechtam. When the guy says when it was written and signed, so daik tvei, he's more careful. The mora nafshei tuva, because it's going to really be a flaw on him. Kisham b'fani nasakol, when he says yeah, everything was done in front of me. I saw the writing. I saw the signing. Hulei ra, and he didn't see. Yeah, and therefore, that's why it's working over here most specifically. Mekshima yidati, when he just says, oh, I know, well, that won't work because that doesn't really tell us really that much. It's not such a flaw if he doesn't say specific details. And that's why it doesn't work. And that's a difference between Gittin and Kim Shtaras D'alma. Then it says, if you're going to say, but why doesn't yidati work for Rabba like it does for Rabba? The reason is, Mishum Dilaraba have a time Mishum Lishma. Obviously, because according to Rabbi, the reason is because of Lishma. And Yedati doesn't say anything. It only says Kim Shtaras D'alma. And you have to know regarding Halach Lishma. But then Makadi takes it, and you still have to ask, Rabbi, my time will make Rabbi. Why doesn't he say like Rabbi? Meaning, the Mefarish time, Mishum Kim, he had said, the reason why I don't say like Rabbi is because he says reason because of Kim. And therefore, V'yol Yedati. And so Yedati should be effective. But you need a b'fani nechtav to learn slechlufa that you don't come to confuse. But so then why doesn't he say like him in general? So Vemiri says the mikoyach masnit, and he actually is coming from somewhere else. Coming from a Mishnah Bereish Perek Beis later on the Tzvav Menav Diktani, where the Mishnah says echem b'fani nechtav, if one said in front of me was written. Shnayim b'fani nechtav meant two say in front of us was signed kasher to be kasher. Ah, mashma l'rabba, Rabba understands the idanu le'mahani. It doesn't, you have to say before neinu nechtam. Obviously, the word yidanu doesn't help, and that's why he disagrees with him in regards to that yidati should help and requiring before nechtam that Allah is lachluf. He says, no, yidati doesn't work. And if it doesn't work, so then you don't need before nechtam not to be oslachluf, like we're saying, because it's hacha before and there it's yidati. How does he know yidati doesn't work? That's what it brings from Mishnah Daf Tezbah. Next time, Master Bingham, Big Mara, Atu Ki Amru. He says, Rabbi back to him and says, what do you mean? You think, you told me one of the differences is here, it's b'fani, there it's yodanu. If you think if you say yodanu, it's not effective, it's not true. Now, Perish B'Kun Rashi explains, since according to him, to Rabbi, time Mishum Kiyuma, the primary reason is because of validating the document. So you're right, mali b'fani, mali yodanu. What's the difference if he says in front of me he was signed or that I know? So it says Mashal. It sounds like Shreis Lama. What Rashi means to say is the shliach behemen kiam yedeni, that the agent is believed when he says, "I know." I bought the nakhi kami yedan lashem rami. So why does the Gemara bring the wording of Rabba that we know in the plural? And he doesn't say when he says, "And I know." Just going in general regarding agents in general. Now, so then the question that is asked is like, wait a second. So that's another difference between Rabba and Rabba. Why doesn't the Gemara say that the difference is if you could just not say b'fanei nechtav, you could just say yedati? So it says no. The Gemara only wanted to pick the cases the lamar tzarch or lamar loytzarch. That according to one you have to say b'fanei, one says you don't have to say. But not other differences that would be like say do you even have to say b'fanei? You could say let's say a different warning about yedati. So that's a rational. But since there's a matemu, but it's a wonder why. Because in all places, whenever we quote Rabba, he says before they nechtem, in front of me was signed. But it says Tais, according to this, what Harash explained the Gemara is labdavka, it's not precise, and that's interesting, because why do you have to say before they nechtem if you could just say yedati? Boy, moreover, ibachad namim hamidati. If it's true like the way Rashi is saying that even one the shliach himself, when he's one aid, he's believed to say, "I know." Hechem and Rabbi Perish Perik Beis Hagad. Rabbi said in the beginning of the second Perik, later on the Pesach Bamidal. I feel a huva achrami nachasimis echeni pasul that even if him and someone else are signed, if they testify on the second witness's signature, it's going to be invalid. Tila have ela hay shliach says of Hagad Abi. Even if you only have the shliach, the makash teirasim that he recognized the two signatures, the bakash would be kosher because, like you're saying, he could say yedati. So v'hash m'shem debo echad mashuk. Now, because someone from the street is helping him regarding the second signature, he should become possible. That's possible. Now, Amgav the Pukundrit Peshachas Mesetzes. Now, even the Rashi himself actually explains with it. The Hainu, this is how the Paruch Le Rabashi is actually where Rabashi asked on Rabba, Mikimidi, is there such a thing? Dilamasik Yuluku, Dibuddha Kasha Bahulu, that if he would say the whole thing, that would be Kasha. But with someone else, it can be possible. So that's actually what the Gemara is asking on Rabba. So it says, Makamakamaba, in Svar Kalasha, how you rub a Tobakash. That's not logical to say that this is a mistake Rabba would make. And therefore, it doesn't make sense that this was Ravashi's question on him. So Benir Rabba says, Tayser would seem the Yadati Lomahani Afila Rabba. It's not true. To say I know is not effective, even according to Rabba Hashem, Bifani Nech, Benech, you have to say the terminology, Bifani Nech, Bifani Nech. Mashem the Daik Tveik, Rirash, because then you use that wording, he's more careful, like we already explained previously, that in the previous Dibber Maskel, that he's more careful. And this is how Meshulam explains, "Atu ki amr yedanu," meaning "shnayim alma," not the shliach. When two general people say that we know, shekaima get zed that this get is going to be validated. Milam hamni are they not believe? And b'hoyil mahani b'zeh kim man b'shar shtores. So since it's effective, this validation of other documents, that's why aslach lufei. That's why it's going to become. It might become to be confused, and that's what he's saying, that's why it is aslach lufa, because you could use the same meaning. It's not really the same wording of the shliach, but it's because it could be used, like you could do like what you usually do, and therefore you have to say something here by the regular shliach to differentiate with saying b'fanei nechtem. Next is not the beginning of the Gemara, kiven de'ilo amr yedanu v'chulu, since if they would say Yidan, they believe. So again, so therefore it's going to come to be confused with Kim Shtar Sa'am. Now, says Taisis, Bukushya, but what about the difficulty of the Isha regarding a woman, Ubaldaba, or the guy himself? Those things that Rabbi says a few things, a few differences. So what are you only addressing one of them of Yadina and Bifanai? So why don't you say, but you don't need b'fanei nechtem because you have other differences. And that's just that Rabba was not content to answer because l'shkich, the ma'isi git, it's not common for them to bring gitin. And therefore, v'chim ma'isi eid kasher, which is the general case, al-sachuf, it's going to come to be confused, and therefore you need b'fanei nechtem. Next test, not the beginning of the Gemara, man ha'itana, the b'yiksev l'shma, b'yiksev l'shma. Okay, so according to Rabba, that says the reasoning about Mishnah, why you have to say b'fanei nechtem, b'fanei nechtem is because it not became l'shma. So who's the tana of the Mishnah that holds that you have to address the lishma of both the b'fanei nechtem on the writing and on the signing, that the b'yiksiv lishma b'yichasim lishma. So it says, "Emtem begin to say l'maid maskin." According to what we come out maskana later on the dalma base, that the rabba is like the rabba also holds the rabba's concern that is not only concerned the lishma, it's also concerned that we're not going to have witnesses to verify. Look at maskin kabbalaza. Why couldn't we just say the mishle kabbalaza? And the element of b'fanei nechtem, that's because of lishma. B'fanei nechtem, which was the question the Gemara asked, according to him, you don't need the chasima. Oh, that's mishum she'ein imutum hakem, because no witness is going to be around. Therefore, we have to verify the witnesses in the document. lemon's pushing it to say the kulach sugya. That this whole sugya begamer bashu dem lakaman nosu der bashu the gemara brings later on the dalam and aleph. That says Rabbi Yehuda he iri lemay the sugya daita mekara. Like they're only going according to what we thought in the beginning that Rabba is not like Rabba. So it says that's a dechi. So it would sound like that we know this that he's like Rabba. So then why can't you say the mission is like Rabba Laza? Rishon says what he says because the Rabba aflavi amaskana. Because truth is Rabba even according to the conclusion. He needs also not only the writing lishma but the sign lishma, because since saying we know is not effective, so if yidanu is not effective, so how are you going to know? The obviously meaning that he requires that it's not enough just to do kim chesamas, because then yidanu should work. So obviously because you also need to have b'fani nechtem because of the chesima that also be lishma. And again, that's why it cannot be like a belaza because he only needs ksivin achesima. Because the taste of proves is Diman would be Maskana, because if it would be effective down according to Maskana, so Tikshi Rabbi might tell me Rabbi, then you could ask why doesn't Rabbi say like Rabbi? But like maybe cannot say Hod Lemani Yadan, the reason why Yadan is not effective because you're going to get confused with other Shtarat Yalma, like even the Tachalim of Anachta, Mashem Lashma. But anyways, once according to Rabbi, you have to be Fanat Delishan Lashma, Fosalachuv is not going to get confused. And therefore, that's why the Gemara couldn't say that the halach of the Mishnah is like Rabbi Lazar according to Rabbi.